All right, sorry about the problem. We're going to continue with, I'll edit it. You were in the middle of talking about the...
I think Gordon Hayward is a great third and second option. The only thing with him is that the NL sports, versatility has become the biggest thing. In baseball, they want you to play multiple positions. In football, they want you to be able to catch and rush. In basketball, you can't just be kind of like a mid-range scorer. Like, what else does
Hayward... DeRozan.
Hayward's not a... He's a playmaker. Nice. DeRozan's a little different. DeRozan can create for others. Hayward's not creating for others. That's Kyrie's job. That's Tatum's job. That's Brown's job. It's even Horford's job. Horford's one of the best passing big men in the league. I think that Hayward just doesn't bring a ton. I think it was a good signing for Boston last year when... Especially when you didn't quite know how good Tatum would be. The jury was out on Brown a lot. I don't think people saw much in Brown because that people saw that draft class as being kind of one of the weaker ones. But I really think that they may have too many pieces who just don't do enough, you know?
I think the Celtics, they have so many guys that do different things. Like, I'm surprised Smart is still on that team.
Yeah.
Like, because, to be honest, I think he deserves more.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of those players deserve more. I think Hayward is unhappy. He's averaging 10 points because he probably has minute restrictions.
Low shot attempts.
The whole team, Horford through Kyrie, the whole starting five, the whole 10, even their reserves are decent. The reserves were playing key minutes in the postseason last year. Like, some of these guys, they have a real problem.
Team. One of the deepest
teams. They have the deepest teams, but they don't have
one. Kyrie, I think, is Ken.
Kyrie is a star, but they don't have a star like a Durant. Like, they don't even have a Paul George or Jimmy Butler. They don't.
You really don't think that Kyrie Irving is like with
Jimmy? No. I'm talking about like I'm just talking about like small forward. I think Hayward was supposed to be that guy, but Hayward has missed out.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Let's move into baseball free agency. Some names coming out in the market real early. Harper, Machado, let's go. What do you think?
I think that Harper is going to have a little bit of trouble in getting exactly, I think, kind of what he wants, because I think a lot of the places that he wants to go to are a little money tied right now in New York and Chicago. I think the year he would have wanted entering free agency, and that will hurt him in getting exactly what he wants. I think maybe the smart move for him is, what if he just signs a 1-year deal back with Washington? Says, I want to be a better player next year so that I really cash in on free agency the year after. Age is not the issue with Bryce. He's one of the younger, he's only 26. Entering free agency fully at 27 won't be an issue for him. What if he says, I'm going to get myself right, I'm going to get healthy, I'm going to come out next year, hit 300 with 35 to 40 bombs, and I'm going to show teams exactly why I'm the $400 million guy, instead of maybe taking a 10-year, $300 million contract.
This is the first free agency we've seen in a long time where we see two 26-year-olds, hit the market at the... They're kind of in the prime of their career, but not really. They still have more to show. Harper has been on and off his whole career, to be honest. He hasn't had two straight, solid, like, amazing years. You could say 2015, 2016, yeah. But, you know, he ever since that 42 home run... year, he hasn't had a 30 home run season till last year. So yeah. I think you are right in that it would be smart for him to sign a 1-year deal.
But I don't think he may.
But he does not want to do that. Like neither does Machado.
Yeah.
Because what if they both have slumping years because they're moving around? Like,
definitely.
Machado is going to be, by the time I think he wants to settle down. I think he's going, all right, the O's, they didn't really give me what I wanted. Then he's thinking the Dodgers, like, oh, that was a mess.
Like, yeah.
That truly was a mess. I think he might be upset at himself, too, his performance. You know, the way he reacted to certain things, he's not gonna see as much offers as he'd probably hope. But I think it's gonna be tough because we see a lot of great guys hitting the market. And for example, like Machado's nephew was like, "Oh, I want to see my uncle go to New York," stuff like that. But I don't think New York's that interested.
I don't see why they need the bat.
They don't need a right-handed bat. And, you know, Scott Boris, you know, the biggest ego in all of sports
agency,
biggest, is going out saying Harper can play first base. If Harper can play first base, good luck for him. He's not going to go to Chicago saying that. You got Anthony Rizzo there. You know, Yankees don't want to sign him, really. I mean, Maybe the Yankees know something we don't. Because they just re-signed CeCe and Gardy. So I'm kind of, as a Yankee fan, I'm sitting there kind of confused. Like, what's their plan for the future with their pitching? They think they can get Corbin? Do they have leads? You know, not a lot of stuff is coming out. John Heyman isn't saying much. John Paul Morosi's not saying anything. Tom Verducci, it's really quiet. So far, it's been a week.
Yeah.
But it's been quiet, and I'm waiting to hear these. Maybe we can do a little at the end of this episode. We can do a little predictions for who gets the awards.
Yeah.
But what do you think about pitching? What do you think about the open market right now for pitching?
I think the biggest thing that's gonna hold up the free agency pitching is the potential in trades. I think you see a few teams who may say, we're good, but we're not great, and you need to be great and lucky to win. So you have James Paxton, maybe. You have maybe guys like Carlos Carrasco and Corey Kluber out there available. Zach Greinke, Robbie Ray. Teams who are middling. What do they do? I don't think that many of those guys will be traded because the asking price will be too high. However, I do think Corbin will get maybe a little bit more than he probably should just because he's the best free agent pitcher out there. I think there's, you know, Keuchel's an interesting guy because he's kind of not been the same since that Cy Young year, but he's still a pretty good pitcher. It should be interesting to see. So you were talking about awards. The other day, they just announced the finalists for each award. We're going to go a little speed round here. We're going to go through each award, starting with Rookie of the Year, Manager of the Year, Cy Young, and then MVP. We're going to do each league. We're going to say our guy, and we're going to say one sentence about him, and then after we can, you know, see what we saw about what the other person said. AL Rookie of the Year, who do you have?
Andujar.
And give me one sentence why.
Just because his bat kept the Yankees in the season this year.
Okay.
And plus he has he tied the most doubles.
Okay.
Of all time.
NL Rookie of the Year.
That's a real tough one for me, cause I love Soto, but I gotta go with Acuna Jr. just because you know, he had a great second half.
AL Manager of the Year.
I don't want to say Cora. But I'm going to have to go with Bob Melvin just because he took that team from basically a nothing team. Some saw fifth seed in the West.
Yeah.
As to being the second wild card.
NL Manager of the Year.
Snicker.
I agree. Yeah, I hear you.
Braves.
And then last two awards, AL MVP, AL Cy Young.
All right, I got to go with Mookie Betts, which I'm surprised JD got snubbed. I think JD got snubbed for the – and also for NL MVP, I got my boy Yelich, Hank Aaron Award winner. And for Cy Young, I got Blake Snell.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, guess whose name is not up there? Chris Sale.
I think it's a lot about the innings pitch.
You know, yeah, I guess, but...
And then NL Cy Young, who do you have?
I mean, I'm back and forth on actually Nola and DeGrom.
Okay.
Because I think Nola kept the Phillies in their season.
Yeah.
What about you? Let's start off MVPs.
MVP, I think Betts will win. I think he's the deserving guy. I don't see any way Jose Ramirez wins, and the only way Trout wins is if Betts and Martinez steal votes from each other.
I know, MVP.
It's Yelich. I think it would have been Yelich whether or not they won the division or not. I think he carried the team more than Baez did. And although Baez is great with the glove, I think he had a lot more to work with.
Let's go AL and NL Cy Young.
AL, it didn't dawn to me until about mid-August. Blake Snell had an amazing year. Having a less than 2 ERA in the American League is one of the toughest things you can do. I don't think that should be even close. And NL, I got to go with DeGrom. I think it's almost better for him that he didn't win a lot of games because people then talked about him more. What he did is just remarkable. He went out there every day, knew he may not get the run support, but it didn't faze him. He still pitched great.
Rookie of the year.
I think it's Ohtani. I think he played about 3/5 the number of at-bats as Andujar and had roughly the same projected hitting stats that he would have had, if not better. And he threw 50-plus innings. I think what you saw on the mound wasn't a ton, but he had equally as good hitting stats as him in far less at-bats.
As who?
Andujar.
All right.
And then Rookie of the Year... Ever since they put Acuna into the leadoff spot, it transcended his bat, it transcended that team. It's almost like he could have been MVP because he did so much. One guy for the NL MVP, who I don't think is not a finalist, who should get a ton of votes, and should at least finish fourth, Freddie Freeman. Atlanta doesn't get there without Freddie Freeman at first base. Manager of the Year, I'd like to see Cash win. Couldn't be in the team that shouldn't have been in the playoffs, that was. Like, damn, that's pretty cool. So I think Melvin will win. And in the National League, I like Snitker. I just think that the NL East more imploded than the Braves may have won it. And I may go Council. I think he did a really remarkable job mixing and matching that Brewers team from start to finish.
All right, I'm just going to start rebutting from what we said. We got like 5 minutes left, a little less. I see Council, but I think he just had...
More pieces.
He had more pieces.
They were good last year.
Like, Braves had no pitching whatsoever.
Atlanta had the season that they were supposed to have next year, this year.
And to go back onto your Rookie of the Year statement, Ohtani might win just because...
Because of how fascinating he is.
Because of how fascinating he is. He might win, but to be honest... There's no way I can see a guy 27 homers, 42 doubles.
Ohtani had 23 homers in about 200 less at-bats. Had about the same average as Andujar in 200 less at-bats. It's very underrated because
he's an average pitcher.
You saw from him was not average. What you saw, the stuff that you saw from him was number two, number one kinds of stuff. I it's 50 innings. My only question is how many. Andujar didn't pitch any innings.
He's fascinating to the baseball writers.
I think that'll probably be a reason why he wins. I think he will win because of that. Just like how I think Betts will win, because of like the interesting thing. When you said J.D. Martinez was snubbed as a finalist, I think a big thing for MVP, you gotta play the field.
Yeah, but hitting 330 and hitting
a nice little stadium to hit it.
Yeah, but what about Betts?
Betts,
there you go.
Betts is the same. All right, that was our weekly podcast. We had some little technical issues. We'll try and get that fixed up for next time. We'll be back talking about the NFL postseason picture, how another week of the season goes by, any big moments in basketball, and of course, if any free agent signs with any team, we'll be on that. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Yo, go Yanks.